Did you make any New Year's resolutions? Mrs. Clacton Bugle did. So did Cuthbert. They said they were not going to grumble for all of 1994. That was their resolution. And they didn't, so far. But Mrs. Snapdragon came for coffee one morning. In fact, she came for coffee every morning. And Mrs. Snapdragon was the worst grumbler you ever heard. And she sat there with a coffee cup and a spoon, and she was on about Safeways. She had some mouldy jam. And how she took it back and how she told them what she thought of them. And then the weather. Oh, what horrible weather we've had since Christmas. Nothing but rain and cold and wind and so on. And she went on and on and on. Cuthbert said, how can we sweeten her up? Sweeten her up. Let's sweeten her up somehow. And the parrot said, let's sweeten her up. Praise the Lord, brother. Let's sweeten her up. And one day, when she came, there she was, grumbling, 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 and the parrot was going, let's sweeten her up, let's sweeten her up, let's sweeten her up. And he went up to the sugar bowl and took out a lump of sugar. Mrs. Snapdragon was going like this with a spoon, and the parrot came and dropped the sugar in the coffee. He said, let's sweeten her up, let's sweeten her up. And he went back to the sugar bowl and got another one, brought it along, dropped it in the coffee cup. Let's sweeten her up. Let's sweeten her. Praise the Lord, brother. And Cuthbert was giggling to see what's going to happen. And he started giggling. Mrs. Clacton Bugle was going. And the parrot was going backwards and forwards to the sugar bowl, taking out a lump of sugar, put it in the coffee cup and said, let's sweeten her up. Let's sweeten her up. Let's sweeten. And soon the coffee cup was absolutely full of sugar. Almost to the top. And there was Mrs. Snapdragon, moan, 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 grain, grumble, 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 grumble. And there's a parrot going, let's sweeten her up, let's sweeten her up, praise the Lord, brother. And then she picked up the cup and started to drink the coffee. She went, have you ever had a cup of coffee full of sugar? She started choking and coughing and complaining again. And she rushed out of the house and the parrot was saying, let's sweeten her up, let's sweeten her up, praise the Lord, brother. And she went home, grumble, grumble, grumble. But all the time, what the parrot had been saying was going through her head. And she kept hearing these words, let's sweeten her up, let's sweeten her up, praise the Lord, brother. So she got home and on the wall was her calendar. You know, one of those calendars with a block on it and you tear one off every day. And so she tore this thing off the calendar and had a look. And she saw these words. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. Have a look at it. Got your Bibles? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In what? Everything. Everything. And Mrs. Snapdragon saw that on the calendar and she thought, oh dear. And she went back and she apologized. She said, I've been grumbling and grumbling and grumbling and your parrot's taught me a lesson. And the parrot said, praise the Lord, brother. We sweetened her up. We sweetened her up. Right. Don't you grumble anymore, will you?